Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We'll have a great visit with Sam Zeitz, CEO of the financial technology company Grubber. Sam, thanks again for being here. The website, grubrr.com, two B's and three R's, right?
Yeah, G-U-R-B-double-B-double-R. Yeah.
There you go, .com. Whose idea was it to put all those consonants in there?
That was my partner, Bavin.
I got you.
he came up with the name, so he gets all the credit for that.
So we have to lock him up at night? Is that what you're saying? A guy that comes up with the name?
He is a mad scientist. Yeah. So it's always good to have one of those in the office.
And don't feed him after midnight. So tell us about Grubber and why should we care?
So Grubber is the leader in self-ordering technology. So we talk about, you know, companies and businesses having to pivot and become more efficient. Well, this was a natural occurrence that was going to occur anyway in the world. And all that happened with COVID is really the acceleration of the inevitable. So, you know, we think about, you know, the bank, and we used to go to the bank and there would, you know, deal with a teller. And then over a decade, we stopped using the teller so much and we started using the ATM or our online bank.
And we used to have money in our pocket, and now we don't.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. You know, I think in our lifetime, we will be a cashless society.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? There's still, you know, about 20% of society that is still unbanked. And that is becoming actually a hot political topic that you just kind of alluded to, which is the fact that a lot of retailers, you know, have learned that it's more cost effective not to accept cash, and it's more efficient to deal with electronic payments. They're faster.
Some places won't even
shrinkage.
Some places won't take coins. They won't even let you give them coins.
Well, we have a coin shortage right now. I'm not sure how many people are aware, but there's actually a coin shortage in this country right now, and the Fed is starting to try to, you know, create more coins because of that.
Well, your technology doesn't work with cash. Your technology only works with digital currency and with ones and zeros.
Actually, no. Right? No. We announced a few weeks ago. We've created a solution because that you nailed it, which is our technology had dealt with electronic payments, credit cards, gift cards, that type of payment. But to truly segue away from a cashier, you need to be able to deal with cash. And cash, quite frankly, is the dirtiest thing in a restaurant or store.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, you know, how do we do this? So we actually, about a year ago, started developing a solution to integrate our kiosk to accept and dispense cash.
Mm-hmm.
So the kiosk will handle all of that.
Like a little ATM kind of thing?
Effectively, that's what it is. It's a cash recycler.
So how does it work? So tell people, in case people haven't seen it, if I walk up to what would be an example of an outlet that would have your kiosk in front of them, and they would go about transacting business with that kiosk and the company? How would it work quickly?
So any type of, you know, most popular are QSR type fast food restaurants, fast casual restaurants, those types of places. So you would walk up to the kiosk to place your order. And let's say your order is, you know, $5.50, you throw in $6, it spits out 50 cents. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
So basically, your system is turning the cash, the panel that we've all seen cashiers at McDonald's or Burger King, we've all seen them put our orders in where they push the button that says Mac, Big Mac or whatever. That basically has been turned around and presented to the customer. Is that right?
That's exactly it. And what ends up happening is it creates a significantly better customer experience. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're now looking, one, at pictures of what you want to order. Mm-hmm. So much like when you walk into a grocery store and you're hungry, you tend to order more because you're selling yourself,
right,
more and different options that you might not have already selected. But you're also getting your order correct. Because if you want a hamburger with extra cheese, no pickles, extra ketchup, mm-hmm, you can select that, where the cashier might type it in wrong, and then the food is made incorrectly.
And it avoids the conversation. It's not necessary to say it back and forth. It speeds things up, right?
This isn't 1950 with Johnny behind the soda fountain anymore.
Quickly, does this only work with food?
No, it works in retail as well. So, and we've got units to deployed in retailers. We have them in stadiums and arenas.
Men would love this because when I want something, I know what I want. I go in and get it and I leave. So I'd walk up to one of your kiosks and I'd say, jeans, put my size in, and I stand there for somebody to bring it to me. My wife wouldn't like that because she couldn't walk around and shop for them, see? So.
Exactly. It creates efficiency.
I'm in big trouble
for those
right now
who want the efficiency.
Give us a website quickly. One more time.
Grubber.com. GRUBBRR.com.
Sam Zeitz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day and inform us again. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.